This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Empower Wichita on Power 93.5.
Good morning. Welcome to Empower Wichita. I'm your host, Carla, hanging with you on your Sunday. And I have the one and only Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey on the phone with me. We have a lot of things to discuss today, but hello, Chief Ramsey. How are you?
Morning, Carla. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. Yes, thank you so much. You know, it's been such a tough year, and a lot of people are just concerned about a lot of things, you know, happening in our world and even in our city. And, you know, with the pandemic, I mean, let's add on to this now. One of the concerns is about the high crime rate right here in Wichita. So I was talking with Hitman, and we're so glad to have you on Empower Wichita because this is a community segment. So Chief Ramsey, let's just kind of start at the beginning. First off, I know you guys have a lot going on at the Wichita Police Department, but some of the things I want to talk about are, you know, the violent crime increases. You know, I'm looking at this statistic chart, and it's obvious the crime rates are, I mean, they've been rising. What is the department, what is their plan to address the crime rate, and what is happening in Wichita? Why is there an increase in these crime rates? Is it the heat? Is it the pandemic?
Well, you know, the 2019 was the first year in about 5 years where our violent crime rate went down noticeably. Mm. 2019, we had implemented some new technology. We had a concerted effort with the several federal agencies to indict problem habitual offenders. We did triple beam where we arrested about 700 individuals who were violent and causing issues throughout our community. So we had a concerted effort in 2019 to reduce our violent crime numbers, and it worked well. And then 2020 came along where everything shut down. The courts closed down. We had no activities for anybody, you know. Entertainment was shut down. You name it, you couldn't do anything. And as a result, we saw an increase in tagging and nuisance behavior, driving. Yeah. People started to drive crazy. So that really was the start of it. And we also saw a big increase after the lockdown of shootings. Mm. So it really was a perfect storm for bad things to happen because no one was being held accountable. Prison did a lot of early releases. Jail was trying to keep people out.
That's right.
Courts were almost entirely shut down. No school, no activities. So all that rolled together did not help our efforts.
I just can't imagine for the department. I mean, you guys are dealing with so many layers here. You're dealing with community stuff. You know, I'm sure mental health. You're dealing with the crime rates. I just can't imagine the department. I mean, would you guys have to just kind of like regroup and have meetings every week, you know, with everything that's happened within the last year or two? I mean, take the pandemic. We experienced things we never even had to think about or plan for.
Oh, yeah. So not only did we have the pandemic, but we also had the national police issues, right?
That's right, yeah.
With a lot of unrest. And 2020 was like a year of none in my lifetime and probably, hopefully, like we won't face again. It was very challenging, very challenging.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey on the phone with us to just talk about a multitude of things. everything that's gone on within the last year or two, community-wise, in our world, the pandemic. How has the Wichita Police Department had to deal with all of these issues? And violent crime increases, we're talking about prevention and what everybody was going through. 2019, 2020 was a hard year, and here we are, 2021, dealing with some of these things still, dealing with the aftermath even. Now, I've heard there's new funding for the Wichita Police Department. Can you share with us, if possible, what are some of the plans for those funds with the Wichita Police Department?
Yes. So what we've been doing to reduce crime, and keep in mind that police is the face of the criminal justice system. And when crime goes up, you know, people look to us to address it.
Yeah.
However, we're one cog in the wheel. When you hit on mental health, there's chemical dependency issues. We've got a lot of social issues that do not get the funding and resources that they need.
Yeah.
And poverty continues to be a big issue in our community that, you know, I don't think we are effectively addressing. And in many cases, when you look at, you know, our disparities, there's often the connection to just poverty. In many ways, we've, you know, criminalized being poor.
Yeah.
And so these are the issues, the bigger issues that need to be taken on at a level beyond the police. But we are, for instance, you know, after 5 o'clock at night, if someone needs help from the government, we're all that there is, short of, you know, EMS, right?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
people call 911 for all kinds of things. And over the last couple decades, resources have been cut for mental health treatment, chemical dependency treatment. For instance, if someone came to me today and said, Gordon, I have a mess problem, I've been doing burglaries, I need help, and I want to stop, can you get me treatment? If they didn't have insurance, it would take us at least 6 months to get them into treatment.
Wow.
And, you know, a lot of our crime has, you know, the majority of our crime has a drug nexus. So this is a problem that we need to talk about. And, you know, the answer can't always be the police, and the answer can't always be incarceration. And everybody says that, but then when it comes time to fund, you know, extra resources, there's crickets.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think I'm glad you guys are addressing it and hearing you say that. Sometimes acknowledgement of an issue is so important. I think that's great. Mental health is an issue, and everybody has all the answers, but when it's time to step forward with the solutions and the funds, it is crickets. So I think that's a great point. What I wanted to mention to you, you know, we talked about the pandemic. We talked about, you know, 2020, not only dealing with the pandemic, but the national policing issue in 2020. So let's talk about recruitment, because you guys have been breaking records in officers joining WPD, especially within minority groups.
You know what? One of the most exciting things that I've been a part of here, and when I was hired at the end of 2015, I was told, this is one of your charges. You need to make our department look more like our community. And, you know, it took a while to get the right people in the right seats, but for the last 2 years, we have hired more Hispanic, Latino, African-American, and women than in the history of the department. And WPD looks different today than it did even a few years ago.
Yeah. And I think that's amazing. And I had spoken with someone, I want to say last year, Chief Ramsey, it was a recruiter for WPD. And he said one of the most important things is for the police department to mirror the community. And I think you guys have done a great job. I mean, the statistics are right here in the numbers of minorities, women, and the people being recruited. If anyone wants information on recruitment for WPD, what is the best way to get that information?
WPDjobs.com is one of the best ways.
Okay.
Also, you can call our training division and they can help you out. But we've got the momentum we've got going right now as far as changing the demographics of our department. It is really exciting. And I think it is having a snowball effect.
Yeah.
You know, when people see people that look like them, they're more inclined to join. And, you know, obviously when you talk about issues around disparities and community relations, one of the best ways to address it is to hire more people that reflect the community. And it's exactly what's happening here.
Yeah.
We've got a dream team recruiting, you know, and this isn't about me or our folks have just been doing a great job of reaching out to people that never thought about joining the police department until they were asked.
Yeah.
You know, or it was the seed was planted.
I got to say props to you guys on WPDjobs.com. If you head to that website, they list everything from what you have to do, the academy, the requirements, the pay, the benefits. Every question you could possibly have is at WPDjobs.com. So please head there to get information, any information to get you started, the application from A to Z. It's right there, WPDjobs.com. And if you're just tuning in to Empower Wichita, I'm on the phone, Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey. We're just discussing, you know, the violent crime increase in Wichita, steps taken to address these issues, how we're continuing to work with the community together, all of us, and we're tracking recruiting and kind of circling back to the crimes in the city real quick. Is there a misconception where most of the crime is happening in Wichita, or is there an area of higher crime?
You know what? What we see is micro spots, often associated with a problem house or a problem hotel, not so much neighborhoods. And you know what? I just welcomed our new recruit class to the PD, and that's one of the things we're teaching our recruits is that there is no neighborhood that you're not safe in Wichita.
Yeah.
Wichita is a safe community. But what we do have is we have some locations, whether it be after-hour clubs, hotels, a house, where bad things are happening that are not good to be at, right? But we've got great neighborhoods, and it's a few of these problem locations that really drive our crime. The other thing, Carla, that we need to talk about is that, yeah, crime has gone up here. It's also gone up nationally. Mm. But, you know, one of the benchmarks that the community needs to look at is, are you catching the offenders? And this is where something, the bell should go off that something's not right, because we have caught, you know, our homicide clearance rate is one of the highest in the country. We're about 85% or so. The national average is 61%. And in bigger cities like Wichita, it's around 40%.
Damn.
We've got 120-some homicide suspects in the Sedgwick County Jail.
Yeah.
The issue is not that the police aren't catching the suspects. Yeah. It's bigger than that. There's something going on with society and, you know, lack of investment in neighborhoods, and that is feeding this. And again, you can't look at the police to solve all this stuff.
Again, on the phone with me, Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey. So Chief Ramsey, for anyone listening right now, and maybe they're wondering, how can I help the community? How can I be a part of the solution? How we can help as a community? Because you're right, it's not just the police. It's not just that. What would you tell someone right now, just so we can kind of all come together as a community to help find some solutions?
Well, people that are, so we've initiated some programs for our, you know, our young adults and youth that are most likely to shoot someone or be shot, right? Mm-hmm. We're reaching out to them and trying to get them resources and keep them out of prison or, you know, from being murdered.
Yeah.
But we also need the community to step up. And when they know that parents are struggling, families are struggling, youth are struggling, that they need to connect them with resources and help before there's a crisis.
Yeah.
And that is critical. And it takes everybody. It can't be one entity that bears the demands to fix the social issues that we have.
Yeah. Well, I got to say, it's a relief to hear it's over 80%, you know, of us catching, even though the crime rate is high, we're catching the offenders over 80% of the time, which you said is beating the national average. So that's amazing. I didn't know that. Again, on the phone, Chief Ramsey, talking about violent crime increases, prevention, how we can help in the community. Also, recruiting. If you're interested in joining the WPD, please head to WPDjobs.com. We're talking about prevention, the community stepping in, helping crime by addressing it. And it's a societal issue as well. Is there anything you wanted to touch on, Chief Ramsey, before we wrap up?
Well, you know, we enjoy tremendous community support. Our community is good to our officers. People need to recognize, though, that the societal issues that we face, the crime issues that we face, the poverty issues we face, mental health, chemical dependency, all is falling on the shoulders of our police department. And we can only do so much. And until we start funding resources for people that are in need and reinvesting in our neighborhoods, these issues are going to continue to boil up to the surface.
Can I ask, after or during the pandemic, with everything that's happened, with everything on the department's shoulders, have you guys had to adjust training or resources for your recruits in response to so many things that happened in with the policing issue, with the pandemic, 2020 especially?
You know, not so much the pandemic and really the issues around police reform.
Yep.
You know, I'm really proud to say that we've been working on those well before the murder of George Floyd.
Yeah.
And we've been ahead of the game and actually a model in many ways for how to work with your community and use of force issues. And, you know, I think we're doing very well here. There's always room for improvement.
Sure.
But we are, I think we're doing pretty good.
Thank you again, Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, on the phone with us today for Empower Wichita. Lastly, Chief Ramsey, is there a place people can go, or I can go? I'm interested in seeing information about the crime rates here in Wichita locally.
Yeah, we've got a crime mapping page. We just switched to a new records management system, so it hasn't been working as well as we'd hope, but hopefully in the next couple of weeks it'll get back up to running. But there is a crime mapping portion of our website if you just Google WPD.
Got it. Google WPD, all the information right there. And I just want to thank you, Chief Ramsey. I know you're busy. I know you have a lot going on, but for taking the time to talk with me today for Empower Wichita. If you guys have anything coming up throughout the year or any issues to address, please feel free to reach out. You know, one thing I do remember is I spoke with you, or Hitman and I had spoke with you right after the George Floyd death, right after that incident. You've always been very active and just very real, and I think the community appreciates your response to everything.
We are not perfect, but we want to have a good relationship and serve our community the best we possibly can. We want to be good partners with our community and have strong relationships. But it does take two to have good relationships.
That's right. Well, hey, thank you so much. We'll be right back for Empower Wichita. Chief Ramsey on the phone with us. It's Power 93.5.
Empower Wichita continues after this on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.